Hi, thanks for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and on this week of Mother's Day, I'm going to share this story with you. It's about a woman named Miss Thatcher, who had joined a primary school to teach mathematics, and she was gradually being able to understand all of her students except one, named Bob. And Bob was the only boy who came to school dressed very untidily and sat in the class completely just lost in his own world. His performance in school had been, you know, steadily declining every day. And it was another day when all the students in the class laughed out at Bob when he was unable to answer even the simplest question that this teacher had asked him. And at the end of the lesson, when all the students, you know, dispersed and went on with their day, Miss Thatcher, this teacher, searched through all the progress reports of Bob and his previous standards, and she was shocked to see that Bob used to be the top of the class. And she flipped through every page of this report and found that Bob's performance had begun to slowly decline when his mother fell ill. And a few months down the line, Bob was doing badly in each and every subject, and it was the time when his mother had died, leaving him alone with his father, who was a businessman and had to travel all the time, and that's when his grades really, really dropped off. Now, apart from his performance going down steadily, his nature too began to change. And the reports clearly said that he had forgotten to laugh and that he showed no interest in really any activity, and he had turned into a loner, and all of his friends had abandoned him. And this teacher, Miss Thatcher, started to cry when she realized all these horrible things that had happened to this little boy. And the next day, while all the students were, you know, leaving class, she asked Bob to stay back. And he sat in his chair really quietly, and the classroom became empty, and the teacher went up to him, and she began to ask him if he had any problems understanding his lessons. And gradually, she began to give him a comfort zone so that he could talk and share freely. And after 3 weeks, she found Bob gradually improving. He was able to answer the questions he had previously failed. And every day after all the students went away, Miss Thatcher gave him personal attention and began to spend time with him. And Bob had improved a lot over the next semester. And he began to reach school on time, properly dressed, and promptly responding in class. His classmates gradually became friendly again. And he showed just leaps and bounds of progress. Well, on a Friday, when all the students in the class had left, Bob came up to Miss Thatcher and handed her a box, and he requested her to unwrap it on a Sunday and then left. And Sunday morning, she was curious, so she opened it up, and she saw a bottle of perfume that was half filled, and Bob had written a small letter to her saying that this bottle of perfume used to be his mother's, and he wanted Miss Thatcher to wear it so that every time she was around that he could feel like his mom was near him. Oh, doesn't that just make you tear up? God, I'm just telling the story and I'm tearing up. And then he, in this little note, he thanked her for everything. Now she suddenly checked the calendar and she realized it was the second Sunday of the month of May. And after reading the letter, Miss Thatcher took out the perfume bottle, and in her hand, she saw the tag, and attached to it, it said, Happy Mother's Day. Now, Miss Thatcher realized that it was not she who had made the big difference in Bob's life, but it was Bob who made her realize the true essence of humanity. Well, if that one just doesn't make you cry as you head into Mother's Day, I don't know what will. So, just a sweet story to kind of set your weekend on the right tone, even though there's one more day. You have a little bit of time to ponder and think about mothers before you head into Mother's Day weekend. Thank you so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you if you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories of your own you'd like to share with us. You can shoot us over an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post it on our Facebook wall today, or give us a little hello on Twitter. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily has been brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.